وَإِذَا قِيلَ لَهُمْ آمِنُوا بِمَا أَنزَلَ اللَّهُ قَالُوا نُؤْمِنُ بِمَا أُنزِلَ عَلَيْنَا وَيَكْفُرُونَ بِمَا وَرَاءَهُ وَهُوَ الْحَقُّ مُصَدِّقًا لِمَا مَعَهُمْ قُلْ فَلِمَ تَقْتُلُونَ أَنبِيَاءَ اللَّهِ مِنْ قَبْلُ إِن كُنتُم مُؤْمِنِينَ وَلَقَدْ جَاءَكُمْ مُوسَى بِالْبَيِّنَاتِ ثُمَّ اتَّخَذْتُمُ الْعِجْلَ مِنْ بَعْدِهِ وَأَنْتُمْ ظَالِمُونَ.
Allah's statement, and when it is said to them, the Jews, believe in what Allah has sent down, they say, we believe in what was sent down to us, and they disbelieve in that which came after it, while it is the truth confirming what is with them. Say, O Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to them, why then have you killed the prophets of Allah aforetime, if you indeed have been believers? And indeed, Musa came to you with clear proofs, yet you worshipped the calf after he left, and you were Zalimun. Chapter 2, verses 91 to 92, Al-Quran. The next topic is, although the Jews denied the truth, they claimed to be believers. Allah said, and when it is said to them, meaning the Jews and the people of the book, Allah said, believe in what Allah has sent down to Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, believe in and follow him. They say, we believe in what was sent down to us, meaning it is enough for us to believe in what was revealed to us in the Torah and the Injil, and this is the path that we choose. And they disbelieve in that which came after it, while it is the truth confirming what is with them, meaning while knowing that what was revealed to Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it is the truth confirming what is with them. This means that since what was sent to Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam confirms to what was revealed to the people of the book, then this fact constitutes a proof against them. Similarly, Allah said, those to whom we gave the scripture, that is Jews and Christians, recognize him, that is Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and they recognize their sons. Chapter 2, verse 146, Al-Quran. Allah said next, why then have you killed the prophets of Allah aforetime, if you indeed have been believers? This means, if you claim that you believe in what was revealed to you is true, then why did you kill the prophets who came to you affirming the Torah's law? Although you knew they were true prophets, you killed them simply out of transgression, stubbornness, and injustice with Allah's messengers. Therefore, you only follow your lusts, opinions, and desires. Similarly, Allah said, is it that whenever there came to you a messenger with what you yourselves desired not, you grew arrogant? Some of you disbelieved and some of you killed. Also, As-Suddi said, in this ayah, Allah chastised the people of the book. Say, O Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to them, why then have you killed the prophets of Allah aforetime, if you indeed have been believers? And indeed, Musa came to you with clear proofs, meaning with clear signs and clear proofs that he was the messenger of Allah, and that there is no deity worthy of worship except Allah. The clear signs of miracles mentioned here are the flood, the locusts, the lice, the frogs, the blood, the staff, and the hand. Musa's miracles also include parting the sea, shading the Jews with clouds, the manna and quails, the gushing stone, etc. Allah's statement, yet you worshipped the calf, meaning as a deity instead of Allah during the time of Musa. Allah's statement, after he left, means after Musa went to Mount Thur to speak to Allah. Similarly, Allah said, and the people of Musa made in his absence out of their ornaments the image of a calf for worship. It had a sound as if it was mooing. Chapter 7, verse 148, Al-Quran. Allah's statement, and you were zalimun, meaning you were unjust in this behavior of worshipping the calf, although you knew that there is no deity worthy of worship except Allah. Similarly, Allah said, and when they regretted and saw that they had gone astray, they repented and said, if our Lord have not mercy upon us and forgive us, we shall certainly be of the losers. Chapter 7, verse 149, Al-Quran.